move on to hurling now, and obviously it is well documented. It is the first weekend of the Allianz Hurling League. And just as a matter of interest, just for the viewers or the listeners of the podcast in general, the Allianz Hurling League is doing a bit of a change this year in Division 1A and Division 1B. The relegation, for example, is different in terms of the league is going to change next year in structures. And it's probably long awaited, to be honest. It's going to be Division 1A, Division 1B, Division 2, Division 3, Division 4. So there's 5 divisions. There's 35 teams. There'll be 7 teams per division. So 7 teams in 5 divisions in the Allianz League next year. And how it will be structured is there's a Division 1A and Division 1B, as it usually is over the last few seasons. This season, the top 3 in both divisions will be in Allianz League Division 1A next year. And then the 4 place teams in both divisions will play off to see who'll be the 17th in Division 1A. In regards to the Division 1B, the bottom 2 teams in each of the leagues, Division 1A and Division 1B, will be in Division 1B next year, as well as the top, the losers of the four place playoff between the 4 place sides will be Division 1B as well, and the top 2 teams for Division 1A, or Division 2A, should I say, and then it will filter down to Division 2, Division 3, Division 4, etc., etc., etc. So it will be explained as the season goes on, but it is well awaited, to be honest. It should have been changed a long time ago, this Allianz Hurling League. But it's not going to be changed this year, but it will be changed next year with the changes in results this year round. So we'll start off with the Allianz Hurling League games this weekend. And we'll start off with the first live game in the Allianz Hurling League in 2024. And it is Dublin against Tipperary at 2:30 live at TG Power on Saturday, Division 1B. You're a Dublin fan yourself. Do you expect Dublin to win this game at home? Like Tipperary, will they take the league seriously? Liam Cahill usually does, but then there's the argument they probably need to focus on Munster a small bit to do well in the championship this season. But is this a game that Dublin could go on and take a win here?
Yeah, it's probably our best chance at beating Tipperary anytime soon, to be fair, because we know if this game is in the championship, Tipperary are winning all day long, without a shadow of a doubt. Do you know that way? But yeah, look, I think it's one of them for Dublin. It's hard to really know. It's a massive year for Micheál Donoghue, to be honest with you, because like Dublin really are very static at the minute in terms of progression. Like we're a good bit off the top teams, but we're probably still a little bit ahead of the likes of Antrim, Westmeath, and Offaly, and maybe actually you could argue those counties are closing the gap ever so slightly. So yeah, it's huge for Dublin, because we've got a few younger lads coming in, like AJ Murphy, Dara Purcell, a few younger players that probably haven't clicked into gear just yet. And then you've still got maybe some of the older guard, like Danny Sutcliffe, still knocking about, Fergal Whiteley as well, Owen O'Donnell. So it is a hard one to know with Dublin. I think it all just depends on Tipperary. It depends on what team they put out. Like, to be fair, they've had a lot of underage success in the last sort of couple of years as well. And, maybe you'll see the likes of Conor Bowe in there and a few others. But I don't know. I still think Tipperary, to be honest, will just have enough. I think the thing is as well with Liam Cahill is that he always takes the league fairly seriously. Like when you look back to Waterford, obviously when he was in charge there, he won the league. And you think back to last season, getting to the league semi-final. So I do just think Tipperary will have enough. And I do think as well, like all the murmurings about players not being happy with Liam Cahill, they'll want to put that to bed. And like if they were to go out and lose this, all of a sudden, you know, you might start to worry about Tip ever so slightly.
Maybe so. And there's some very good young players at Tipperary. Obviously, Turla Sarsfield, the Kildangan players. It'll be interesting to see if Billy Seymour gets a run out. I think he was one of the top scorers in the club championship. It'll be interesting to see that. But it's kind of hard to predict these games in a way, Aaron, isn't it? Because you don't know if teams are going to put out their first team in this. For example, I don't think Limerick are going to take the league seriously at all. No. Cork might do a small bit. Clare might want to win a trophy. Tip, I'm not sure. Waterford, Kilkenny. So it's very hard to predict these games in many ways.
It definitely is all right. Like, and I suppose maybe there's some teams that have points to prove. Maybe Tipperary, because they sort of fell off the block a little bit towards the end of the championship last year. Maybe Waterford, maybe Wexford, maybe Dublin. Like, these counties all have things to prove. And I think depth of your team is huge as well. Like, Cork have some amount of depth across the board, and I'd certainly be looking at them as one of the favourites, I think, to win the league. Tipperary, to be fair, have a huge amount of depth, and they do need to be playing younger lads. I know they still have the McGraths and whatnot, and, you know, Jason Ford and a few of these lads, but they do need to be trying out younger players. Gerard O'Connor, these lads, Billy Seymour, need to start giving them more games to see if they're able to handle the demands of intercounty hurling. So I think that's what it's all about. And just because of the way the league is structured, as you said before, maybe there is a little bit more jeopardy this time around. But at the same time, Division 1A, Division 1B, you know, like, does it really matter which division you end up in? And then at the end of the day, like, especially in Division 1A and 1B, none of the big teams are going to get relegated, let's be honest. You know, so it's one of them. Like, especially when you look at Division 1A with Offaly in there, like, none of them counties are going to have to worry about relegation, you know?
Maybe they wouldn't have done in previous seasons, but considering there's a second place with Offaly that will go down, maybe they will have to worry a small bit. So, but I don't know, Division 1A, Division 1B, is there a difference for next year? There is, in the sense that you could be playing a Carlow or a Laois compared to Limerick or Kilkenny in preparation. I think that's the only thing really for the likes of the Wexfords and Watfords of this world. But in terms of Dublin Tipperary, I would agree with you. I'd go for Tipperary to win that game. Second game live at TG Carr this weekend is on Sunday. Clare against Cork at Cusack Park Ennis at 1:45 on TG Carr. I watched your predictions video, very good actually, on Gaelic Games Fan TV. Check that out if you haven't already. You predicted Clare to finish fifth because you obviously after you're going to finish sixth. That's well documented, obviously. But now that you know the rules a small bit, knowing that fifth place also gets you down to Division 1B, would you kind of change your mind on Clare? Do you think they'll stay up and even get to fourth or third place in Division 1A?
Maybe, yeah. It's hard to really know. Like, obviously, with the new structures, probably should have looked more into that before making the video, in fairness. But yeah, like, I think I don't really know. Like, I think Wexford and Waterford will just have a bit more of a point to prove. And again, like going down to 1B, it's not like the scenario in, you know, the football league where you know there's a possibility you could end up in the Tailteann Cup or whatever. You know, a lot of these teams will just bounce straight back up anyway. You know, Clare, but if they go down to 1B, they'll just come straight back up, and it will be the same thing again. Like, to be honest, even with the league, I think they, like, if I was to restructure, I nearly would have gone for something like three groups of four between Division 1 teams. Group winners go straight through into the semi-finals. The best place, second place team go into the semi-finals, because at least that way you're limiting the games. And if you have it as an open draw as well, you know, you could have then a scenario where maybe a team like a Laois or a Carlow get to a league semi-final. But yeah, I think because when you look at Clare in the league the last few seasons, they haven't really taken it seriously. They sort of, I think the difference with Clare and maybe Cork and Tipperary is that Clare have, like, fair enough, maybe a little bit last year, but they haven't had a huge amount of underage coming through. A few players kind of here and there kind of making, you know, Mark Rogers and a few other like kind of players here and there. But I don't think they have the same amount of depth as Cork, as Tipperary, as Limerick. And I think for that reason, for Clare, like, they need to wrap Tony Kelly up in cotton wool to make sure he doesn't get an injury. Because if he gets an injury, Clare are in massive trouble. Same, I think, applies with the likes of Shane O'Donnell, you know, Aidan McCarthy, these lads. When Clare are missing these players, there is the possibility that they're, you know, they're going to drop. So, that's why I think for Clare, the main focus is 110% on Munster and the All-Ireland, because Brian Lohan's been there long enough now. And if they don't, you know, it's kind of a similar situation maybe with Galway and Armagh in the football. If they don't kick on and they don't win something this year, or at least get to an All-Ireland final, it's just, you know, it's the same old for Clare, unfortunately.
Is there an argument, though, that they need to get a trophy on the board? I know I don't defend the league more often, but at the same time, Limerick are miles ahead in favourites in terms of the Munster Championship and the All-Ireland, and it's unlikely that Clare go on and win those competitions no matter what they do on the pitch. So is there an argument that the league does matter in a way for Clare, just to get a bit of confidence going, a bit of a national trophy on the board, and ultimately maybe a bit of confidence that they can go on and beat Limerick in future years?
Yeah, like, I think it would matter, but I just don't think they have the depth in their squad. And yeah, like, when Tony Kelly isn't there, like, maybe it's a bit like Clifford's and Kerry. They're just they're not as good. They're definitely not as good. Clare, in my opinion, and I think especially with the Munster Championship as well. Like, and the thing is, a lot of teams who do well in the league like tend to struggle in the Munster Championship. Like as we saw with Limerick at the start of last year, Waterford in previous years as well. So it is an interesting one. It is interesting from a Clare perspective, but I just think Wexford and Waterford will have a bit more bite about them with the fact of how poor last year went. Whereas I think if Clare finish fifth, and yeah, fair enough, they'll end up in Division 1B. But look, if Clare go on and win a Munster Championship and, you know, do something in the All-Ireland, nobody's going to bat an eyelid about playing in Division 1B next year.
Yeah, it's a fair point. It'll be very interesting to see Keith Smith actually in the Clare team. He was under 20 last year, did very, very well in the under 20 championship. And it'd be interesting to see if he gets a start note. Tony Kennedy is out for the whole league. A comment was coming here about their opposition on Sunday. Cork in the All-Ireland under 21 finals in 2018, 2019, won under 20s in 2020, 21, and 23. Need to win the All-Ireland senior soon. A lot of people would agree with that comment, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Like, I know there's Limerick there. They're going for the drive for five, and they're probably in a very, very good place to do so. But do you think there's pressure on Cork with a lot of young players coming through? Ben Cunningham was named in the squad earlier this week. You called McCarthy from SARS as well. A lot of good young players coming through. So is there a bit more pressure on Cork this year more than any other year?
Absolutely, there is. There definitely is. I think Cork, in my opinion, should be the closest challenger for Limerick this year, and probably over the next few years, really, when you look at the age profile of the team. Last season, obviously, they finished fourth in Munster, but there's a huge amount. I think the problem with Cork nearly is that you've almost had too much underage success. There's so much depth. It's very hard I think Kieran Kingston had the same problem as Pat Ryan. It's very hard for either one of them to pick their best starting 15. Because there's just so many options available. And then there's the age-old thing. Do you start Patrick Horgan? Do you not play him? Is he going to be an impact sub? Like, there's been so many young players who've made the breakthrough in the last few years, whether it be Pádraig Power, Jack O'Connor, Robbie O'Flynn. And as you said before, you've got the likes of Ben Cunningham on Downey coming in. So, like, there's so much depth there in Cork. And I do agree. I think they need to kick on, and they do need to really start chat. I know they got to the All Ireland final a couple of years ago, but they need to really start putting up a fist to Limerick, because I think if they can get their best starting 15 right, they definitely are the team I think that could topple Limerick, because there's an argument that Kilkenny's core players are slowing down. Clare, like, we kind of know what we get from Clare, in all honesty. We know what we get from Galway. Tipperary are they've had a little bit of underage, but not as much as Cork. And then again, you could say Tipperary's core group are slowing down as well. So, like, Cork definitely should be the team, in my opinion, to be the team to top of Limerick. Like, if I was to predict the team right now, to say the team that's going to end Limerick's All-Ireland reign, I don't think it will happen this year. But if it was to happen next year, I do think Cork are probably one of the most likely.
Another comment coming in here about Cork. Young players like Owen Downey, Brian Roach, Ben Cunningham, Brian Hayes, Eaton Toomey, Pádraig Power, Kieran Joyce need to build the team around these guys in the next coming years. I would definitely agree with that. Dave. Some very good young players. Cathal McCarthy's went from SARS, played very well in the club championship. But you'd be predicting Cork to win this game basically because of the depth. I think we've lost Aaron there. So, yeah, as a matter of interest, I'm going to go for probably a Clare win. I think Clare will win at home in this game. We'll move on to the next game, and it is Kilkenny against Wexford in Division 1A at 1:45 on Sunday. Yeah, interesting game this, considering Kilkenny want to get back up in the horse. Obviously, they want to get to another All-Ireland final, their third in a row. And Wexford, as we wait for Aaron there, a bit of a glitch. I think he might be back very, very soon. But Wexford had a very, very poor season last season. Obviously, Keith Rossiter has come in there. They won the Welsh Cup, I believe, in the last 2 weeks. So, yeah, I think Wexford have a point to prove in this. It's a tough game to call. It really is. I'm gonna go. It's a tough one. It really is. I'm gonna go Kilkenny just because of home advantage. Billy Drennan might come in, and more so in the league. He missed most of the championship through injury last season. So yeah, I think Kilkenny will go on and win this game. So yeah, I'm just gonna go for a Kilkenny win in this one. But Wexford probably need to have a much better year than they did last season. So I'm gonna go. I'm still going to go for a Kilkenny win, but I think Wexford need to have a very good season in the league starting off. And I think we have Aaron back here. And we do.
Yeah. I was praising Cork too much there. They had to, I had to be cut off.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Geez, I ran through two games there. The Clare Cork game obviously went to my prediction. We'll go back to Clare Cork now, just for a prediction from Aaron here. I'm going to go for Clare, just in case you missed it, Aaron. Who do you think will win this game? Yeah, I'm predicting Clare to go on and win this game. It's going to be a tight game. But do you think Cork will have enough to win it?
Yeah, I'm on the hotspot now because my internet has let me down as it does tend to usually do, unfortunately. So I don't know. There might be a bit of interference or a bit of a delay.
Yeah, definitely. So Dublin Wi-Fi, we can't stress that enough. It's a very bad Wi-Fi in the capital at the moment. But you think Cork will win it?
Yeah, I do think Cork will be too strong. I think they'll win it fairly. Probably by 4 or 5, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. I actually think Clare will go on and win that game. But this game, Kilkenny against Wexford, I talked about this game before you got cut off. I predicted Kilkenny to win it at home. But Wexford need to have a good season. And this might be the place to start.
Yeah, look, I think Wexford have a weird record against Kilkenny. They tend to do really well against Kilkenny. Like, they beat them last year, which was a little bit bizarre, a week after they lost to Westmead. But I do think that'll be in the back of the heads of the Kilkenny lads, and I do think they'll be good enough, I think, to win it. Maybe only by 1 or 2, though. I could see Wexford putting up a bit of a fight.
Yeah, maybe so. And I was mentioned there while you had the Wi-Fi issues there that Wexford, I think, won the Walsh Cup last weekend against Galway. So it might bring a bit of confidence into them to go on and have a good year. But the other three games, we'll probably discuss Division 2 downwards. We'll probably discuss them in later weeks. We're going well over time in this one. But we will discuss just the three last games here. I think there's another comment coming in here. Did you see the shape of Lee Chin? He looks like a bodybuilder, more like, in Unreal Nick. Yeah, Lee Chin, absolutely incredible hurler. And he's definitely going to be a force for hurler to reckon with this season. Galway gets my speed. I think this is giving Galway at home. They should win this game.
Yeah, I think this is one of them games that is the no-brainer. I know Westmead have done a few mad things in the league and championship in the last few years, and they tend to pull out a result every now and again. But I think surely for Galway and Henry Shefflin, like, I think if they were to mess this one up, I think Henry Shefflin's face would be on a stick somewhere in Galway if they weren't to get over the line. So yeah, I think they will do it. I think they will.
Then there's the argument, do they care about the league? So, I don't know.
Yeah, but I think they should, even if they rest and rotate, they should still have enough, you know?
Yeah. Ah, they should. They definitely should beat Westmead. Another game which is kind of a foregone conclusion. The All-Ireland champions, Limerick, are in action at the first weekend of the Allianz League, and they're playing Antrim at home. I think this game is Simple Stadium. Correct me if the comments, if I am wrong. I'm not sure why it's not in the Gaelic grounds, but we'll go with it anyway. It's on at 2 p.m. and I don't think it's on TG Car. That's just an error on my part there. But just a matter of interest, this isn't on TG Car. But Limerick to go on and win this game.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think probably 8, 9, maybe 10 points, possibly more. They're like, you know, they're gonna rotate quite a lot, but they're still gonna have enough to beat Antrim. And Antrim have actually lost a lot of their big players this year as well. So, I think Limerick will be too strong.
Ah, they should, yeah, they definitely should. And the final game of the weekend in Division 1A, off against Waterford in O'Connor Park at 2 p.m. And again, I don't know what the pitch is about, but it's not on TG Car, by the way. Awfully against Waterford, it isn't streamed anywhere, by the way, there. But I know awfully you said might finish sixth, and I think to many people's perspectives, it'll be a foregone conclusion there. But considering against at home, against a Waterford team that has struggled over the last few seasons, could awfully put off a surprise here?
They might do. Like, I suppose of all the, I suppose, lower level teams against the Sam McGuire teams or against the Lee McCarthy teams, like maybe you would see Offaly being able to do something, especially with Waterford being so in such a weird place at the moment. I think for Davy Fitz and Waterford, though, like, especially how bad last year was, if they were to lose this game, there'd be turmoil, like the absolute crisis mode for Waterford. Because at the end of the day, even if Waterford do rotate a little bit, which they might do, they should still be enough. But there is a worry about Waterford because there really is not much coming through. They're probably going to have more or less the same team as last year. Obviously, maybe a few lads back in the team. Obviously, a few players not going to be there as well. Obviously, the likes of Austin Gleeson, Connor Gleeson. So I think Waterford need a big year. They need a big year, but I think they need to go out and win this game. But it might be one of them games that's maybe, it might only be 2 or 3 points. Offaly maybe might put up a bit of a game of this. But I do think Waterford will be too strong.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think Waterford will be definitely too, well, not definitely, but they should be too strong in this game against Offaly, even though the likes of Adam, it'll be interesting to see if Adam Screeny plays in this game. Like, obviously, he's a brilliant hurler coming through the ranks. If he starts in this game, it'll be interesting to see how he gets on in the league in particular. But yeah, that's a wrap on the podcast this week. Give the video a like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Check out Capture Athletics, the sponsor for today's show as well. Thanks, Aaron, for coming on today to the podcast. And to anybody that viewed the video or listened to the podcast on Spotify or all podcasting platforms, we'll see you again next week, and take care.
Perfect. Thank you.